Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 258. Are you living a life by design or one by default? Are you living a life by design or one by default? And before I jump in, please be sure to check out the new apparel line at thenichesyou.com. I appreciate you guys. I'm really excited. We're a week in. It's doing amazing. And I love you guys. Thank you. So thenichesyou.com apparel, so far hats, sweatshirts, just a launch, a lot more coming there. So today we're going to talk, are you living a life by design or one by default? Okay. First, I'm going to define this. What do I mean by design and what do I mean by default? Then I want to talk about some common misperceptions, and then I want to talk about three main things you need to consider. Okay, so this wasn't really meant to be a journaling episode, but it probably could be. So if you are somewhere where you can write some of this stuff out, when we get to the three main things to consider, especially since I've got some resources in the show notes specifically for you guys, which I have referenced before, but you know, we also have a lot of new listeners as well too. So are you living a life by design or one by default? Are you living a life by intention? Are you intentionally creating your environments? Are you, you know, do you like the conversation? Are you creating the type of conversations around you that you want? Are you creating your own path in terms of, being more involved in the kind of like work that you want to be doing? By the way, this is not just reserved for like, entrepreneurs. It's also for, people who might work corporate, right? But are you actively participating in the direction of how you can see yourself living? Or are you living in default? Sort of like, hey, this is what it is. This is how it's been. This is what was given to me, or this is what I was told was the right thing to do. And that's that. You do have a choice. Welcome to free will. You do. You absolutely do. And it's okay, by the way, I'm going to just, quick disclaimer, especially if you're newer here, because I always say like, it's okay to have, we have grace. It's okay to admit, you know what? Maybe you don't like the way things have been going. Maybe you don't like the path that you took. Maybe you don't like the job that you have. Maybe that you don't like, just the overall route or the experiences or whatever it is you're going through. That's okay. Admitting it allows you to know, if I don't like this, the very next question, as everybody on here will always hear me say, is then what would you like to see? What would you like to go experiment with? What would you like to go do? What would you like to go try, etc.? That right there in one choice is a life by design. You are now actively participating in a different choice. That's it. That's pretty much it. And then what starts to happen is you start to basically see what happens from your choices. Some things yield a type of outcomes. You're like, you know what? I would love to see more of this. And some things yield outcomes of, you know what? I'd like to see substantially less of this. And as you get those inputs, you then start to say, if I want to honor and respect and be accountable and have more of all the stuff that I do like, what else can I do to continue to nurture it, to be involved in it, to be responsible for it? Welcome to a life by design. And this came up, part of it came up today. We were having a creator community call. If you want to join us on those Monday lives, and there's a whole bunch of resources in there for building on everything that you're doing online, as well as just having a community. We talk a lot about habits and executing, productivity and creativity. We were talking about this. We were talking about like deep work and intentional work and what distracts us and how do we deal with that? And, how do we calendar and schedule our time, and or even how do we live how we want the future brought present, which I'm gonna talk about some of these things about the three main things that you need to consider, and I'll get to this here shortly. Is the time you have is the time you create. The time you have is the time you create. So a lot of times when people say like, oh, I don't have any time, like, no, you do have time, you're just not creating it. They're like, no, I have all these constraints, the family, the kids, the job, this and that. I'm like, then you need to sit down and you need to start planning how you can use your time better. The reason that a lot of people don't like to do that is because it actually, when you hear people say like, well, it requires you to become a different person, it does. Because what could happen is, oh, I'm wasting time right here. You know what? In order to not waste time, I'd have to do this thing differently or have this kind of conversation differently or get more help from the other family member here, or you do have to become a different person. And But you have the time you have is the time you create. It's how you manage it. And we talk about that often. The second thing, the three main things you need to consider is the future you're looking for is how you're living in the present. The future you're looking for is actually how you're living right now. I'm going to give you some examples about that here in a little bit. But it's kind of like this idea of you're waiting to do things in the future based on certain outcomes when you can do the micro version of it now. Like you can start doing the things that are in the energy of those things in the future now. And I'll give you some examples of that here in a minute. And then the last point that we'll go over is build your work around your life, not your life around your work. Obviously, this is probably catered more towards the creatives, the entrepreneurs, and the artists that are more self-employed, solopreneurs, you know, et cetera. It's meant for everybody. Let me give you two perspectives real quick on this. It's meant for everybody. I understand that some constraints for people who work corporate have a very certain set of hours that they have to be there for. So for A, I hope you are in a place that you want to be there. If you're not, I need you to reconsider that. But B, then what are you doing outside those hours? How are you living your life? Okay. Then for the entrepreneur, like, yeah, you may have more flexibility in how you're designing the hours of the day. However, there's more responsibility with that and more distractions. And technically, you know, on the entrepreneur side, you're usually doing it what seems like a lot more work than, you know, the set schedule of the 8 hours or 9 hours of the corporate job, because you're handling a lot of extra things, right? So like, so there's pros and cons in all. I want to share that right now. There's pros and cons no matter what. The key is that you are building your work around your life, not your life around your work. All right. And if this feels more like related to the entrepreneurs, I'm just speaking from that perspective. But to continue now, the common misperceptions, and we're going to get back into these three main things to consider. The common misperceptions are, you know, when I get X, I'll enjoy Y. Once I have this amount of X, I'll be able to do Y. Once I have more time, I'll go do my workouts. You know, once I have more money, I'll start buying better food. And it's an interesting way of thinking, which we've all done. Let's just call ourselves out on that. We've all done that. However, I urge you to stop doing that and practice stop doing that. And what I mean by that is that, like, okay, some people say, well, when I have more, more money, I'll be able to buy, you know, healthier things. And I love that there was a guy I saw online who I had on my other podcast years ago. And he's like, all the things you could do for your health that are free. And it was like grounding in the grass, you know, going for walks or runs, you know, getting sunlight, getting 8 hours of sleep. Like, you know, there, and he goes on, like, there's like 8 or 9, 10 different things, right? So now we're talking priorities. Or you hear some people say that, you know, once I have more time, I'll go do my workouts. Like, oh, or, you know, you can schedule that in and make time. And I think, again, this kind of goes back to the issue of time is a very sensitive thing to a lot of people, because when we are being pulled in many different directions, that let's have grace there for a moment. That can be tough to work your way out of, right? So let's deal with that for a minute, and that'll help us go right into the three main things you need to consider. The time you have is the time you create. Let's talk about that. It's hard when you are in it and you're being pulled in a lot of different directions. Work, family, home, friends, like, you know, extracurriculars, like cooking, food, you know, health, all of the things. Believe me, I get it. I get it, you know. So and depending on your situation, you're either doing it by yourself or, you know, and you're trying to figure out how to juggle all those things, or maybe with some, you know, with a family or whatnot, right? So the reason why, you know, I talk so heavily about time is because it wasn't until I actually started understanding more of it that I realized how I'm spending it. And, you know, I'm not sure if he listens to the show. And I wouldn't use a name anyways, but really great guy, that I connected with. We were talking about time, and I said, did you do the time audit, you know, for, that I have in the Clarity workshop, which you can see in the show notes. And you know, and by the way, and it took him a little bit of time. He finally did it. And he said, you know, I'm, you know, I finally got to it. I'm so sorry. I was like, no, like, incredible. You did it. Like, you actually got through it, you know, and you're ready for the next step. Right. And I was like, what did you think? He goes, and we were talking, he goes, you know, I'm a bit reactive with my time. I said, we all are. We all can be. I used to be too. Reactive meaning like phone call comes in, you get it. Client call comes in, you get it. Emergency happens. Well, what we think is an emergency but isn't, we take care of it right there. You know, whatever it might be, we're constantly taking care of everything right there in the moment. I know some of you are thinking like, aren't you supposed to do it in the present? It's like, not everything is an urgency or an emergency. Right? And I love when I was in school, I saw one of the professors had a son that said, an emergency on your part doesn't justify an emergency on mine. I love that. An emergency on your part doesn't justify an emergency on mine. Right? So, you know, the reason I bring this up is because, you know, he saw it and then was immediately like, you know what? So now I can start to figure out what do I want to, like, how would I prefer to manage the time? How would I prefer to respond instead of react, right? And that's why that clarity workshop I have in the show notes, it's a free workshop. Please, if you're new here, I talk about it all the time. Check it out. That's why it's so important to do a time audit so you know exactly, like, what's going on with your time. We have time to create the life we want. We just may not have tackled yet how it is we are currently managing it and how we are maybe being, you know, pulled into too many different directions. If you know which directions you're being pulled into, you can start to kind of pick it apart and be like, why am I doing it that way? Is there a better way? And then, you know, what we were talking about this morning in our creator community, we were talking about like scheduling and deep work. And I think this is so vitally important. And I've stressed this several times on the podcast, and I will probably continue to do it a million more times on the podcast. But it's interesting that the amount of work that comes out of me is at an all-time high. The amount that I actually do the work is at an all-time low. It's not that it's just because my efficiency has gotten better and I do what we call deep work sessions. The book we were talking about in the community this morning was Cal Newport's Deep Work. You can check it out in the show notes in the recommended reading. It's in there. Deep Work by Cal Newport, in which you are creating sprints to work in. Now, and by the way, if you work a corporate job, you can do this as well too. But the idea is that you go very intentional for an hour and a half to 2 hours tops. And I do 3 sprints a day, so that's like 6 hours total, right? So on occasion, I might do an extra 2 in the afternoon. All this is done in the morning, by the way. 5:30 to 7:30, 8 to 10, 10:30 to 12:30. So there's breaks in between. Some mornings are different because of when I work out. And then I also schedule in their breakfast and things like that. But why deep work? What happens with deep work is it's this idea of you compartmentalize a sprint. You say, this area, this sprint from 5:30 to 7:30, this is dedicated to just my, you know, my creativity or the output I want to put out into the world. That is also probably a part of like my marketing, my branding, my writing, my creating, you know, all the things that, you know, I'm trying to bring to the world as an expression through me. Great. Okay. The second sprint is business related. Like in any of the money that I am currently generating or anything that is going on with clients and just going through my budgets, going through anything that is dealing with the business side or the revenue side or the cash flow side or the cost and investment side, whatever it might be, right? And I know what I'm spending my time during that time doing as well. And then and in that time, I'm also including like admin and, you know, like operations and things like that as well too, right? But for the sake, we'll just say that's like when you're doing just the business side. And then the third sprint, that's more of what I like to call the details or admin right there. It's like just getting to the finer details, anything that's related to clients, anything that's related to my stuff that is up and running and working and all these things. Now, some of you might be thinking, okay, why? Because I'm able to keep focus in different areas for a given amount of time without getting overwhelmed. I can stay in that particular area, give it its undivided attention for that time, and then I will come back to that part again tomorrow. And if you're in a corporate setting, you could do the same thing, right? Because, and although you probably have to be a little bit more careful, because if you become more efficient, sometimes they give you more work, right? So, but the idea there is that, you know, you can break your projects up into sprints. I'm just giving you one way that I do deep work, but the reason why deep work works is because you, at least if you know what you're working on during that time, and then you can break down into tasks, you're able to get the project done faster and you have more time throughout the day. So the time you have is the time you create. I had to create more time, so I had to understand how I was using my time better. And that's what that's all about. In order to have more time, how do I do more in less? That caused me to be more efficient, that caused me to delegate, that caused me to have systems, that caused me to focus on priorities, that caused me to get rid of anything that was a distraction, that caused me to have to think about what I actually should be doing versus just doing anything, you know? And we talked about distractions. We talked about how even when you fight, you come across like resistance from a project you're working on, and maybe you can't solve a problem, you instantly go and solve some other little mini problems that are distractions, because gives you a quick hit of dopamine, right? And to piggyback off of the deep work, we also talked about scheduling. And when you schedule your work, it's not just your work, because if your remaining hours are open, your next question is, what would you like to be doing with those remaining hours, right? The time you have is the time you create. The second thing that came up, this morning, in the call, the future you're looking for is how you're living in the present. The future you're looking for is how you're living in the present. Many of you know, because I've referenced this in the show notes in that clarity workshop, is the average perfect day. And not waiting, but doing the things now. I want to give you an example. We were talking this morning, and I shared a little bit about what I do late in the afternoon, and I thought it was worth sharing with all of you guys as well, too. Sometimes as the life as an entrepreneur, or just any of you that are not entrepreneurs, it's okay. You're really busy and maybe getting to the cooking and doing all the other things, like, stuff with your home, whatever it might be. It's like you feel like you're scrambling, you're rushing, there's not enough time. Please revert back to the time section of this podcast. Something that was very interesting to me and Derek in our creator community, he was talking about how you take breaks in the afternoon as well too. And one of the things that I do is I actually take a 20, 30, sometimes even 40 minute break in the afternoon, mid to late afternoon. And I actually go on some errands. One, to break up the monotony of the day. Two, to get into movement. Three, because when I drive, I'm very inspired. Four, because I like to buy my foods like 2-3 days worth, so I'm always dealing with fresh food, right? And I promise I'm getting to a point here. And so that essence is like, I'm getting up, I'm getting out, I'm enjoying some of the afternoon weather, if you will. And then I come home and I cook. And I know some people are like, oh, you know, cooking, you know, it's like I don't have time. And I'm like, yeah, but see, flip the perspective on it. When I cook, what I'm doing is I have music on in the background. It could be like, you know, just very vibey music. I've been learning more and more cooking with different ingredients, cooking with different like spices, like cooking the type of foods that I would want to eat, whether I was traveling somewhere else in the world. I might grab some of these recipes from like these different, you know, Instagram chefs, if you will, you know, people just putting out their stuff out there in the world. And I'm like, I'm going to try that. And to me, that's very vibey. Like, okay, if I looked at the average perfect day in the future, this is kind of what I'm doing around that time, enjoying a good meal, good ambiance, whether it's at home with family or out with, you know, somewhere in the world, you know, and experiencing like at a sunset. Like that's what I would be doing anyways. What's to say that I have to wait until the future to have that now, like create that vibe right now? And I think that this is the thing that a lot of people miss out on. When they're like, well, I don't have time, you know, I've been busy all day, I didn't get to the store. And by the way, that happens too. Totally happens. And by the way, it still happens to me. Like, I want full ownership. It still happens to me. When that does happen, I make sure then the next day I'll either hopefully have something left over to, you know, to kind of work with. And if not, it might just be like a light night, or I might still push myself and be like, you know, I'm going to go to the store a little bit later, but I'm still going to eat a little light. And then we're back on it tomorrow. I never get too hard on myself in that department. My loved ones would tell you otherwise. In other areas, I can be hard on myself, and we'll do a different episode on that. But yeah, so the point being is that I highly encourage you to bring a future way of you would want to live like now and not waiting until then. So like I like going to store, getting ingredients, stuff to cook with, you know, stuff that I know I'll probably also be cooking with tomorrow and maybe even the next day, the next morning or the morning after, something like that. Just enough time. You know, I enjoy, you know, the whole vibe in the kitchen and stuff like that. That wasn't something that I had imagined years ago. Not that I dislike cooking, I just didn't really think about it. But because I also got into like nutrition and health and all these things, you know, ultimately I realized we can create the vibe now. And so when that music's playing, maybe I got the diffuser on, so I got some of these like some of the smells that actually you could smell like in some of like these hotels, but it's like all natural, you know. It's like it's a vibe, man. Like that's I like that feeling. And you see a lot of some real like specialists talk about this in their field about how you have to kind of set the setting for yourself a lot of times. And in doing so, you're actually like triggering your senses in a really good way. So, and then the final thing I'm just going to end here with, which is build your work around your life, not your life around your work, which we've really already talked about. But it's just this idea of if you're constantly making the urgency from the work, you're forgetting to do the things that are going to eventually be the outcome you were hoping to get from the work. So there it is. Instead, you need to say, okay, what's a life and how I want to live? So therefore I can design my work to fit into that. When do I do my best work? What are the hours I do the creative? What are the hours that I do the administrative? What are the hours I do the operations? When are the hours I do the meetings? When are the hours that, you know, when do I cut myself off? How many hours a day do I work? If I'm not working more than X number of hours, what am I doing with the rest of the hours that rejuvenate me to, you get what I'm saying? This is a life by design. And it's something to very much consider, because I believe, and I'd like to see more, that we're moving back towards, we're moving eventually a life where more people are spending more time doing the healthier things and with their families or their loved ones, or creating a life that would have that, or, you know, working on their overall health and their well-being while operating at their most optimal, right? And so the fundamental question is, are you living a life by design or one by default? I appreciate you guys. I went on a little bit of a tangent now. Again, don't play into the misperceptions that once you have something, then you'll start something. I would like you to be present and be like, you know what? What can I do right now in this moment? The time you have is the time you create. You're going to have to schedule it. You're going to have to think about how you do your work. And then when you do work, just make sure it's very intentional and undistracted. And you're going to have to work on those distractions. The future you're looking for is really how you're living in the present. And you can, of course, check out the Clarity Workshop for all the templates that'll help you guide you through this. And then build your work around your life, not your life around your work. Create your life. Don't live one by default. I appreciate you guys. I love you. Please check the show notes for all applicable links. Please leave a 5-star rating and written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Thank you guys for always tuning in. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.